goodness, my goodness. If you can't stand the heat, then stay out of the kitchen. Hello, everybody. It's Troy Brewer coming at you strong here from the studios, ready to bring something really cool to you today because I'm going to be talking about all things blurry. Like, what are you talking about? Well, we have these blurry conversations all the time. But listen, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Like, what are you talking about blurry? Talking about if you take a picture of it, it's blurry. Hey, man, you're looking out at night and you see something up in the sky. What is that? Hey, man, there's something in the woods. Is there a place in Christian thinking and is there a right place in biblical theology for all things blurry? Well, there better be, because brother, sister, it's all coming out of the box and we all got a front row seat. Now, if you're not sure that this is going to be Holy Ghost and that's going to be full of the Holy Ghost power, I want to tell you, everywhere I look, I see the power of the Holy Spirit. And we've got a video here we want to show you. This proves the power of the Holy Ghost just in common everyday things. Watch this. Come on. Hey, hey.
Do it. Greatness.
That is good. Hey, man, I see that George is on here. George.
Brother George.
You've gone to East Africa, man. I love Brother George.
David from Orlando, Florida.
Hello, David. Bless and peace on you, man. Ben, what's going on with you today?
Oh, not too much. Getting ready to talk to you about Bigfoot and other things.
Oh, my gosh.
You're excited.
Are we talking about you? We're talking about sports. I think sportswear is like a 17 shoe.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
it's some crazy thing. Of course, a big part of that is just his Jurassic Park toenail. He's got like this one toenail.
That's he like, can't
and we'll get
himself.
To that. He can't. He can't. But Ben, hey, man, so we're looking at the chat rooms. I'm looking at the public one, mm-hmm. which is our YouTube and our Facebook and all those things. You're actually looking like I see Kevin, Kevin Robinson from Saginaw. He just now jumped on from Facebook. And then I also see Aspen all the way from Big Time, Tennessee. And I also see Rebecca from Nevada, those kind of people. And guys, if you're watching today, please let us know where it is that you're watching from and say, hey, it's me, and do that kind of thing. But Ben, you're actually looking at the ODX chat room, which is exclusive for just the people that's watching ODX.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Why would people plug into that?
Mm. Well, number one, it's up and going all the time. You can join and hang out with us.
And there's place. Always people in there.
There is. And so we're thinking about changing the name from the Open Door chat room to the Open Door Lounge.
Yes.
Because in the past month, you crazy people, there's been 414 of y'all in the past month have been hanging out in the chat room. Y'all have spent a total of 800 hours.
Wow.
In there in a month.
And get a job.
Y'all have sent over 186,000 messages.
Wow.
Y'all some crazy people.
In how many months, man?
In one month.
186,000 messages. So that might give you an incentive to jump in there because it truly is a community. We do form a community, and that's a really big deal to us. And so, you're one of the main guys that maintains that, which means you skunk people all the time.
Oh, I love skunking people.
We love skunking people.
It makes me happy.
Listen, we invite your hate mail. We actually invite it. Write something ugly, and then you will get skunked, and we laugh over it. And it doesn't bother us to get ugly. I did a huge support for Israel, and then all the woke pansies came out. And I've lost zero sleep over that whatsoever. The pro-pornography crowd comes out and writes terrible things about that. And you try and explain to me your freedom? And you want to exploit children? No. I want to just tell you, man, we skunk people. And so we don't care about any of that. Now that we're talking about this community that we all gather together and we do the community thing, and it truly is real, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, people are like, we're the tribe. Mm-hmm. And we talk all things, including blurry, which we're going to be talking today. I think, Rebecca, are you the one telling us about the ODX weekend?
Yes, sir.
There's community.
We are getting ready for ODX weekend, and I'm going to give you some things that we're going to do. I won't tell you everything, but we will be going to the food bank in the morning.
Yep,
correct.
Going to food bank outreach.
I will tell you guys how to sign up here shortly, and then we'll be having a catering that Pastor Troy will be providing for us. So I'm so excited because the words that came out of his mouth were, "It's going to be glorious." So expect something amazing for lunch. So I'm ready for lunch.
So I'm getting a chef to do all that. We're going to have, we're going to have 150 people. Mm-hmm. We're limiting this to 150 people. And
yes, sir.
We're all going to have lunch together. Mm-hmm. I got a bunch of videos to show people, a bunch of things to talk about, and we're all going to love each other and we're going to have a good time.
Yeah, I'm excited because
that's free.
I believe we might be doing a live pulse podcast, right? So that's a little.
And then after that, we're going to be getting together. Well, also too, you girls are going to help me, and Ben, you got to help me that day. Mm-hmm. We're going to give everybody the big grand tour.
We're excited for the backstage tour of everything. Yeah, that's going to be the fun part.
I'll make Sherry do it.
Yeah, which, you know.
So don't forget that you could sign up on odx.tv. There is a hyperlink that says click here to sign up. You can see it right here. And it's exclusive to all our partners of 2 and 3 members. You're not going to want to miss it. So.
Well, let me tell you, before we show everybody how to sign up, which is cool. That's really cool, man, that you girls have provided that. You know, one of the things that's going to happen is when I get you 150 people together, I'm going to show you some pictures and tell you some things that I can't tell or show anybody publicly. And I'm going to tell you the huge difference that we're making concerning rescues and all those kinds of things. And you're going to get to hear the next things we're working on. So, like, okay, which we haven't even announced this. Do you know that I just got word on Saturday that last week there were 350 Nigerian Christians that were rescued, and we are responsible for over 200 of them?
Wow.
Whoa, that is awesome.
It's made the news all over the world. It's made the news all over the world. And man, we are responsible for 200 of those rescued slaves who were enslaved by the demoniacs of Islam. And these are Christians. Their crime is that they're girls, and their crime is that they're Christians.
Wow.
And we got over 200 of them. I just got word of that on Saturday. So,
Lord.
And I haven't even announced that yet. We haven't even done a big deal about that yet, but I will. And just like I'm giving y'all a behind the scenes view right this second, what's real is I'm going to give you guys personally some behind the scenes stuff that will blow your mind. And I get to show you some pictures I can't show outside of the room because we can't make it public. And so anyway,
and there'll be prizes too, right?
Yep. Man, we're giving away prizes. It's just a get together for 150 of our ODX peeps. If you are stage 2 or stage 3, I want to see you here. So how do they sign up?
So you could click on the hyperlink, and then once you click on it, it goes into this beautiful door that it looks like a light's coming in. You click on it and it'll take you to the link and you could sign up.
Click here to sign up for ODX Weekend exclusive to tier 2 and tier 3. So that should say stage 2 and stage 3, by the way. I always fight the tier thing. I don't like tier.
Yes, sir.
It's not a tier. Quick, it's a stage.
For those of y'all who don't know what a hyperlink is, it's the big old graphic that says click here. That's what a hyperlink is.
You click on it and then it takes you to a link.
Ka-ching, yes. Ching,
right, I'm not being funny. People actually know what that is. So I do try to explain.
Thank you, Ben. Makes it easier.
The great communicator.
Yeah.
Because I know you don't even know what a hyperlink is, do you?
And also, on the webpage, you could see Pastor Troy's recent sermon, Reminder to Remember, which was phenomenal. It is uploaded. And also, there is also a link behind the scenes content. Would you like to speak into that, Pastor Troy?
Yeah, so this is really cool. And this is a new thing we're doing on ODX. Is whenever Suwanami goes out of the country or whenever I go out of the country, and I gotta sit down and give my report, which is typically by Zoom link, because Bill lives in Washington State. He's our COO. And this time you can see I'm sitting on a back porch out in Glen Rose, Texas. Swami's in Burleson, Texas. So what I did was I just pushed record, and she was crying and telling me all the stories about all the kids we just rescued.
Wow.
So if you want to see what that interaction looks like the first time we hear about it and how we make decisions and how we move forward, you can go to Calls of Action with Bill Suwanami and Troy.
There what a go. Great way to reach the whole, like, there's no excuse to not.
Yeah. Right on, man.
Show people who Jesus is and what Jesus is doing.
Right on.
Through all these links and internet. So,
and it's just loaded, guys. And friends, we are loading this thing up constantly. It's constantly being loaded up. So jazzed about that. Miss Connie, how are you today?
I am good. I'm doing really good.
I know that you're really jazzed about our special guest tomorrow because you've been working on this for a long, long time.
Yes. And I was super excited when he said yes to come on to the Pulse show. He is really a forerunner in this whole Nephilim and the gods of the nations type thing. He has a really cool documentary that we have 3 copies of this, and we'll be given 3 copies away tomorrow. But it's called UFOs, Angels, and Gods. And he was so kind to send us a couple copies and sign it. And Pastor Troy signed it as well. So this will be a really cool item if you're able to call in and get it. But he did this documentary in 2006 when there were hardly any people really on this subject. And he actually got to Chuck Missler was a mentor of his, and there's interviews that he did with Chuck Missler in this documentary. And what's so cool about it is that you can get the physical copy, but he also offers it free on his webpage and on YouTube. You can just search him or go to his page, thinkagainproductions.com, and you'll be able to watch it there and get ready for tomorrow's episode when he's going to be here and he's going to be talking to us about this stuff. And he's so knowledgeable. If you watched the couple episodes from last week, he's the person that I mentioned that was that is a Persian. He's from Iran and he became a Christian back in the 90s. And what led him down this road is someone told him, a friend of his that was a Christian, I think the actual person who led him to Jesus was like, I know where the throne of Satan is. And he was like, wait, what? And his friend was like, yeah, Jesus talks about it right here in one of his letters to the church in Revelation. And so it has been a wild ride, an amazing ride. And I'm so excited that we get to just learn from him and talk with him tomorrow. He's from one of our favorite, well, we know him from one of our favorite podcasts, Blurry Creatures, which is why we're calling this is like a blurry conversation today. So it's just going to be amazing. I can go on and on and on, but yes, make sure you tune in tomorrow, especially if you've never heard of Ali Siadatin.
So Ali Siadatin is the reason why we discovered him is because our friends out at Blurry Creatures, they call it the gateway drug, right? So it's like once you're like, this is the gateway. And once you get into this, then you start finding out people like Dr. Laura Singer, Dr. Judd.
Burton.
Judd Burton. Oh, my gosh.
Doug Van Dorn.
Right on.
Dr. Michael Heiser
is really huge. And then all these guys get together and they talk things blurry, meaning things that are not been the normal part of Western Christianity, but it's a huge part of the kingdom and it's always been a part of the Bible, just we didn't have a lens for it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So today I'm going to introduce a very good friend of mine who has helped me have a lens for this. And since we were talking about Dr. Heiser, I want to tell you, this guy actually knew him and his wife worked for Dr. Heiser. And now this brother's on staff with me and he's a good friend of mine. He travels the world with me. Guys, this is Brother Brian Schwartz. Pastor Brian Schwartz, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, not much, man. How are you guys? I heard some conversation about a left big toe.
That wasn't me.
Yeah.
That wasn't me. I'm not sure that was Ben.
Don't blame me.
Exactly. Timothy Aberino. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah. Oh, L.A. Marzulli.
These are all some of our favorite people, man, when we're talking about really fun stuff and trying to gear up our heart for the perilous times ahead of us, and how does it all make sense? Like, you know, if, you know, and we got to know that. We also have to have answers for the body of Jesus, because guys, we got to get really good at giving people hope.
Amen.
And
it's a big deal right now.
It is a big deal.
And having the knowledge, you know, whatever terminology you want to use, I love what Heiser talks. He uses the cosmic supernatural worldview, because this is cosmic, man. You know, Jesus, when he comes back, this is a cosmic event. It's not just an earthly event. And so it's this merging of the other realms, and understanding that is really important right now, because there's a lot of people looking for answers. And how do these other realms relate to our realm and the earth? And what does that look like? I think it's huge.
It is huge. And it's not something that you can ignore any longer. And it's no longer lunatic fringe. It's a lot like a whole lot of the conspiracy theories that used to be out there. Oh no, it's everyday news now. Mm-hmm. And then it's like nothing to see here. And then you move along and off you go. And so I very much want to be able to give biblical answers with the kingdom worldview and my understanding of the Lord Jesus Christ. If the United States Army spots a giant on the ridge, could there possibly be any such thing as giants? Mm-hmm. Could there be? Well, the Bible says there was. Mm-hmm. And does the Bible say that there can still be? Or was that just something that went away, just like everybody says the power of the Holy Spirit went away 2,000 years ago, and it's all up to our intellectual understanding of how things make sense now. Well, what if things don't make sense? And what do you do with that? Well, then you're going to have to understand that if everything doesn't fit into your box, then you're going to have to be able to shatter a big part of your box and go, I'm not going to let go of Jesus. I'm not going to let go of the Word of God. But my lens that I've always seen this, I may need to rethink some serious things. Right on. So whenever I first met you, this is what I heard. I heard that there was some NFL football player guy that was going to come over to my house. and Jamie Galloway was in, and we also had some other jokers was in. And you came walking around the corner of the house, and I was sitting on the back porch. You came over, you shook my hand, which immediately made me feel like a little girl. Because, yeah, you got such huge hands. I got such little hands. And we're always making fun of each other with this. This is how we talk. And then we spent a couple of days together. And then we became friends. Then we became brothers. And then we became co-laborers. In the past, I don't know, 2 or 3 or 4 years, how long or however long that that's been now. Now you and I are both reaching a world for Jesus together. And
yeah,
a constant conversation that we are having that we spent one night on the back porch talking about Genesis 3, Genesis 6, Genesis 10, and how that cosmic worldview, supernatural cosmic worldview with the biblical lens, how that fits into everyday stuff. I know how I got started on this journey, and you were a big part of it. How did you get started on this journey?
Yeah, I remember that time we were on that back porch down there at the guest house, and I didn't know where you stood on this stuff. So I was kind of lightly, you know, trying to get my toes in the water and see where you were at with all this. And then before long, we were deep into it. I got introduced to it when I was back pastoring in Colorado. Man, I just started having questions. I started going, there's got to be more to this than I've been led to believe. And it led me to some different individuals. And then fast forward, it led me to reading some of Dr. Heiser's stuff, Unseen Realm, Supernatural. When I started diving into that, it started putting words.
Yep.
You know how it is when you read something. I remember when I read some of Bill Johnson's stuff about when heaven invades earth, yep, it started to put words to what I was experiencing. And that's what Heiser's stuff did for me. He opened up the scriptures, first of all. Everything about Dr. Heiser, he's dead now, unfortunately, but when he was alive, he would tell you, like, he's not what we would think is a charismatic. He got the revelation from the Word of God. He's an academic. He's an ancient language guy. Brilliant. And when he began to unpack it through just what I was reading, I was like, okay, this answers a lot for me. And I think there's a lot of people that have a lot of questions.
Whenever we go behind the veil today, I'm going to ask Ben, and then I'm going to ask you, sir. I'm going to ask Connie. I'm going to ask Rebecca, and you guys can ask me, what's the blurriest thing you've ever seen? Okay.
Okay.
What is the blurriest thing you've ever seen? And I'll tell you guys behind the veil.
Funny.
What do you got that's funny, that's blurry?
Oh, we'll talk about behind the veil. It has to do with Mexico.
Has to do with, oh, man, you ain't going to tell that, are you?
Oh, I am.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, me and Ben together have seen some blurry things because he's traveled with me all over the world. Mm-hmm. And we've seen things that most people would just go, okay, that falls into a category of just the demonic realm, because mm-hmm. we tend to relegate everything over into the demonic realm. And we don't give place for us, for other cosmic beings created by God Almighty who have fallen, but yet the Bible does. Do you agree with that, brother?
Absolutely. There was one of the, I can't remember who wrote the book, but his title of the book was The Demonization of Gods, meaning we've turned these other Elohim, these divine beings, we've reduced them down to demons. And to do that takes away the reality of the war we're in. It reduces it down to an earthly, kind of earthly realm plane. It truncates the gospel, and you miss the cosmic side of the gospel.
Hey, Pastor Brian, you mentioned the word Elohim. Mm-hmm. Can you kind of talk about that? Because it has been, not misconstrued, but I think very much so misunderstood in the Bible in the way that it's been translated from its original language.
Yeah, the word Elohim is found in the Hebrew. It's the Hebrew word for divine being, or what we would say God. And so Yahweh, when you see different places where Yahweh encountered humans, he's referred to as an Elohim, which is simply a divine being or a God. It can be both plural or singular in form, the way it's written. So Elohim is just a word that is the descriptor of what we would use the language for God or divine being. And I don't know if you want to add to that, Troy, but it's a language. But Yahweh is an Elohim, but there are other Elohim or divine beings, and those beings are not like Yahweh. Yahweh is distinct from them because he is the creator Elohim, the Elohim of all Elohim.
It's really good. So right on. So just like he's the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, he is the Elohim of the Elohim. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that there's not other lords, other kings, and other Elohim. So within God's heavenly family, I believe that the heavens are proliferated with untold numbers of different kinds of beings. And we, in the Western Christianity view, we only see angels and demons. And if we think about it, we might think of more than one kind of angel, but that's probably not the way that we think. But what's real is within the spiritual world, God Almighty created multiple kinds of beings, and not all of them are still on the same page with God. Mm-hmm. Many of those are fallen. And in fact, I believe that there's at least three different rebellions, within the Word of God that are pretty easy to map out. We tend to think there's only one fallout, and that's there's no way there's only one fallout. There's multiple incursions. And then that also means, like, within the created realm, there's somewhere around 50 million species of animals. And I promise you, heaven has a whole lot more species than what the earth does. And that gets us into, we just say angels and demons, but it's actually little g gods or Elohim. Mm,
so good.
Yeah, absolutely. And just like I love how Heiser, he would unpack it so simply. He's like, God created a divine family and he created a human family. And his goal from the very beginning, when you go back to the garden, his goal was for his divine family to partner with the human family and see his kingdom advanced. It was always meant to be this partnership. And of course, we know in the garden through the rebellion of the divine being who lured the human beings into through deception, they began a different partnership. And that's the result we see after that fall. You know, Genesis 3, you mentioned three different incursions for sure. Genesis 3, Genesis 6 before the flood, and then Genesis chapter 10 and 11 with the Tower of Babel.
Okay. So what we find is that a lot of, number one, in these last days, the veil between spiritual things and natural things begin to collide so much, in fact, that by the time that Jesus comes back, the whole world as nations begin to rise up against Jesus himself, against the return of the Lord. So by the time that Jesus comes back, that veil is getting thinner and thinner and thinner and thinner, and things that are on the other side are beginning now to be made manifest within our realm. And also, too, the power that we walk in begins to become manifest within those realms as well. But we need to understand our playing field and what we have authority over and what we don't have authority mm-hmm. over. And if you don't begin to biblically understand this, you will get your hat handed to you.
Mm. Oh, yes. Absolutely. Because there is a, you know, Paul speaks in Ephesians chapter 6 about rulers, authorities, and powers. Those are different than what we would describe as demons in the earthly realm. And most of us on this call, we agree that demons are these disembodied spirits of these Nephilim after the flood. And so those are in the earthly realm, and Jesus gave humans complete authority over demons as it relates to the earthly realm. But there's this other realm, the heavenly realm, where there's rulers, authorities, and powers, where he doesn't give the humans themselves complete authority, but in partnership with him, we can also see impact made in those realms.
Okay, so let's talk the basics of Nephilim, all right, on? Mm-hmm. So what do you think a Nephilim is, and what are you talking about if you're talking about Nephilim? What is that?
The Nephilim, to me, when I read Genesis 6 and I read some other apocryphal books like Enoch, it seems to me when you read these scriptures that there were these Elohim, these divine beings that looked upon human beings, saw that the women were beautiful, and we don't know fully what happened, but somehow they negotiated with earthly fathers for those fathers to turn their daughters over to these divine beings. As a result, they came together. Now, we don't know fully even what that looks like, but through them coming together, through that consummation, they had offspring. And the offspring of these divine beings and human beings are what we would call the Nephilim. Mm-hmm. They're the offspring of they're hybrids. So they're divine and human. And there's a lot to unpack there.
What's amazing is that the genetics between the angelic realm and the natural realm are so close that in some cases you can actually reproduce.
Wow.
Like you can't reproduce dogs and cats. Mm-mm. Okay. But particularly with these angels, this and these quote unquote angels, and again, I'm just using American terminology, but actually these Elohim or these little G gods, they're a specific order that are called the sons of God. That is a completely different order than the seven spirits before the throne. It's mm-hmm. different from, I'm about to start naming a whole bunch of angel categories, but it's different from cherubim, seraphim, Zoe, it's different, which the living ones is different from the seven spirits before the throne. It's different from the fighting angels, right on. Hey, thanks. Right on. She got a whole bunch here. So it's different from the fighting angels. It's also different from the heralding angels. So mm-hmm. Connie listed for me here within a seraphim realm there, the Bible lists 9, 10 different kinds of species within that kind. So you got kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, and species. So of that genus, right? So it's like, okay, well, there the Bible gives us 10 different words for that, 10 different kinds. And then it's like, okay, like one of those that's found in the book of Daniel is, he says, why do you, in English, it's just translate, why do you ask seeing that my name is wonderful? That's cool. But it actually means the wonderful numberer of secrets, the wonderful numberer. So there's a class of angels, or at least one angel, that does nothing but count things and glorify the Lord with that. Mm. Now that I've said all that, once we've had these, it looks like to me that specifically the sons of God are so genetically close with the sons of Adam that they can actually interbreed and they can reproduce.
Wow.
And the sons of God are a different bunch of cats. That's not your normal angel.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely not your normal angel. And even though they can act as messengers, they're more than just messengers. You know, when you look at the word angel, it means messenger. Mm-hmm. And so these guys are more than just carrying a message. They also have they were formed in Yahweh's image, just like man was formed in his image, but they were given a whole different genome in one sense. It's a divine genome. We were given a different genome. And that's when those two things come together, they have to be super similar, or they could not have reproduced this offspring, which we now know they were probably giants.
Mm-hmm. And when we say giants, we're talking about giant giants. So one of the things that academics will do, not obviously Dr. Michael Heiser, because he nailed it, and he was such a 50-pound head and such a academic. It's like, you can't just say, well, the giants were just actually 6-foot-tall people and people used to be a whole lot shorter. No, these were supernatural offspring of something else. Or I should say they were the natural offspring of something supernatural before them that actually contaminated the DNA and corrupted the world so much that it brought the flood. But Noah was perfect in his generations. So generationally, or concerning his DNA, he was perfect. So the Lord didn't have to destroy him. But then you get to this whole thing of, gosh, you know, harem, you know, the idea of when God says, I want you to wipe something out, wipe everything out, men, women, children, and animals. Like, why would a loving God do that? Because of DNA contamination, because of this very principle that we're talking about that is so important. And at the rise of the Antichrist, he brings it all back. The Antichrist actually causes the entire world to embrace a pre-flood understanding of society.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay? And I know this time, man, I see you fidgeting around there.
I'm just making sure you're aware.
Thanks, buddy. No, you're doing a good job, buddy. So what's real is Noah was perfect in his generations, which means he was free from the rampant reproduction of spiritual of two different worlds that were supposed to serve God that came together to serve themselves. Now, I can tell you where I first got blurry. The first time I ever got blurry in my life was we rescued a girl in Costa Rica that was called the Witch of the Peninsula. And it's a long story, but the bottom line is, when we rescued this lady who is a world famous witch down there, I saw her altar and it was a bed. And she didn't call the Elohim that came to see her, the deity that came to see her. She didn't call him the devil. She didn't call him whatever. She called him her lover. Mm. And it was the first time I had ever seen Nephilim sex magic. First time I'd ever seen it. I have since seen it over and over and over and over and over again, all throughout the planet Earth from the children that we have rescued. And it's like, okay, well, the church doesn't believe this, but I promise you the devil does. The devil believes in it, and we'd better catch up.
Wow. Yeah.
And what's crazy is that it doesn't take the church even, like, just because we're not aware of it doesn't mean that the people who are using this and whatnot are not aware of it. They're so aware of it, and they've been doing this for centuries. Like, they have networks, they have families, they have bloodlines. Mm-hmm. They are extremely established, and the church has gone a majority of the time completely ignorant. But thank the Lord that in this day and age, we're being awakened to what's actually happening and what's going on. And the that whole thing.
The lid has come off.
Yes, sir. It's just like what David was like, hey, not David, but Daniel was like, hey, this is going to be reserved for that end time generation.
That's exactly right. Seal it up until the end times. Mm-hmm. Well, these are the end times. These are the last days. Yeah. And the seal has been broken. And I promise you, CERN believes in the breaking of the seal.
They sure do.
I promise you they do.
They really do.
I promise you that the Luciferian Global Alliance believes in the breaking of it.
Yeah.
And we see it all over the world. So listen, it's just about time for us to go behind the veil. And when we go behind the veil, we're going to continue this talk. And then we're also going to talk about what's the blurriest thing you've ever seen and what's your explanation for it? What is it? Mm. Okay. Run on. And we're about to do that. So in closing, Connie, I'll let you close this up real quick.
Okay, yes, sir. So I just want to remind everyone that tomorrow's guest will be Ali Siadatin, and he is so knowledgeable on all of this stuff. And so it's really fun that we're getting to have these conversations. But if you really like this conversation, you want to hear more from Pastor Troy, and you also want to hear about or from the guest, make sure that you tune in tomorrow. And if you want to be able to go behind the veil and watch and get some of that exclusive conversation, then sign up on odx.tv. Mm-hmm. Just go there. If you want more information, you can look on the website. You can call us at 877-413-0888. And we also have our email that you can email us at support at odx.tv. And just reminding you, if you're not a part of our stage two or stage three family, then you might want to go ahead and sign up or look at doing that soon, because our ODX weekend is coming up and that's going to be exclusive for our partners. And we're so grateful for you tuning in. Please, if you want to follow us behind the veil, go sign up at odx.tv. If you're watching on odx.tv, just stay on. You'll go with us behind the veil.
And, you know, one of the things like at the ODX weekend, like I showed y'all, let me just stop. One of the things that happens at this point, people are like, you guys are going to go behind a payment wall. Y'all are a bunch of crooks. You don't know how many millions of dollars a year it takes to actually rescue kids. Mm-hmm. And for those of you guys that are saying, I hate slavery, but you're not putting your money where your mouth is. Well, that might work with your woke crowd, but it won't work whenever you stand before the Lord. So this is one way that you can actually help us rescue kids. I showed y'all the picture of the 12-year-old child. You saw her eyes. You saw her beautiful little face that we just now rescued.
Yes, sir.
Was that impactful for y'all?
Yeah.
I mean, it was.
Yeah, I mean, I see that.
Especially you've seen because that picture. We prevented.
Correct.
We prevented. She was literally targeted to be a next kidnapping, and we prevented that from happening. So I love that we get to rescue people out of the horrors of sex trafficking, but it's even better when we can prevent them from going through that experience.
I love that.
And we are a resource to a lot of ministries, and we do not resource any ministry. Mm. We are fully funded by the people who actually support this thing. Mm. And here pretty quick, my good friend, brother Rod Parsley, they're starting to actually partner with us. Amen. And they're about to start partnering with us and helping us in a big, tremendous way. That'll be the first time in 30 years anybody has ever extended a hand of friendship to me and say, I want to help you. First time out of all the ministries we've ever helped, I've had one ministry, Rod Parsley Ministries, reach out and go, I want to partner with you, man.
What a blessing.
Wow. Yeah. And so I'm so grateful for that. Now that I've said that, all you guys that are standing with us, I promise you, you're making a tremendous difference. If you're on stage two or stage three, stay right where you're at. And in about 10 seconds, we're going to start answering questions and talking about blurry things we've seen and what that is. Bye-bye, everybody.